Your time now, 19 minutes to 7. This is The Morning Show with myself, Kino Cummings, and the team. And did you take part in that hashtag 10-year challenge meme, which has gone viral? Many people posting photographs of themselves 10 years ago, and then today some people are like, it looks like there's only a day difference between the two. Others look like there's like 100 years difference between the two. But the bottom line is a lot of people got involved in this. Some people started making a whole lot of fun. So I remember one former journalist, former colleague of ours, posted her photograph and then posted a photograph of an older ANC politician, for example, saying then and now. So people started having a lot of fun. But is this as innocent as you think? You know, with things like machine learning, where you can, if one looks at machine learning, there's sensing, there's prediction. If you have properly annotated data, for example, you can do some awesome predictions as well. Can and will Facebook, or could they potentially be using the data that you upload to improve their systems and even sell data onto clients? Like maybe you want to find out whether someone from a certain region ages a lot better than people from other regions with certain identifiers, etc. Is it possible that these sort of things can be done? There's only one person who can talk to you about that, and it's Dr. Jasper Horrell, CEO and founder of Deep Data. Jasper, thank you for your time this morning again.
Thank you.
So this hashtag 10-year challenge, what's the potential of, or what do you think Facebook could potentially use that data for?
I think there's a lot of potential uses of such data. But I must say at the outset, I don't think this is particularly some sort of evil scheme of Facebook. There's a lot of that kind of data that's already available out there.
Yeah.
So you think of sequences of images of people aging over time, which are dated. It's quite possible to build up machine learning models that will be able to then predict what you will look like in a few years' time, or yeah. What a whole segment of the population would look like. It's also quite possible to obtain this data very, very simply by, you know, scraping things off the internet or whatever. So I don't think it's particularly a Facebook problem. Or, of course, they may have more readily access to the data.
Sure.
But it certainly can be used in many powerful ways. And you've hinted at some of those already, maybe influencing your insurance premiums around your medical stuff, or marketing certain things to you in certain ways. But there are also very many positive benefits. So the article that you were shared with me on Wired has some very positive ones as well. We're finding missing people, like children that go missing at a young age, and working out what they might look like later, and being able to locate them.
And it's fascinating, hey? I mean, this whole world of deep data. I think if one looks at the type of AI, if we break it down into the main little bits, which I would imagine is machine learning, natural language processing, robotics, there are others. Machine learning seems to be one of the, how does one put this, most further advanced in terms of what it can do and the benefits that it does hold for society, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. So there's a big wave of new applications. People are discovering all kinds of things that we didn't think were possible, particularly with the deep neural networks, many many layers in them. They're able to predict things that you just didn't know how to do previously. So we didn't really have these techniques and the technology to do it, and now we do, and we have the data and the GPUs and things to be able to process the data. And it's almost as though there's a whole new toolbox that's available, which can be used for good or for bad.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, our responsibility as citizens and people that are maybe a little bit more technically savvy to try and ensure that the good applications come up, because there are many of them.
Absolutely. Now, these applications, I would imagine, would operate on the base of, annotated data. You can't just put any data into a system and expect an algorithm to kick out something, surely? And if we look at photographs on Facebook, how do they annotate that particular data in order for the algorithm to do what it needs to do?
Well, with a 10-year challenge, it's fairly simple. There's supposed to be a photo of today and one of 10 years ago. So you kind of have that that data implicit in the background that's what the setup is. Mm-hmm. Of course, as you've already pointed out, people will post some picture of a politician or something instead of their own face. which can mess it up a little bit. But so there is some annotation already sort of in there. There's also embedded data within images often. So EXIF data and things is embedded in images, which have dates and often sometimes location and whatever as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more data already annotated in the pictures that we take than perhaps we might realize. And the things we're sharing may contain a lot more information than we may think we're sharing. But anyone with a kind of technical background can access a lot of this data, and it's, as I say, it's very widely and easily available.
Pardon the pun, but we should do a deeper discussion on data, and I'm going to invite you back. Just, you know, the benefits of things like machine learning, like diagnosing tuberculosis, for example, using convoluted neural networks those sort of things, I think, important to talk about and give people more insight into. I know you guys using computer vision, deep neural nets as well, in order to fight crime, for example. I'd love you to give us a, once again, deeper look into that at some stage.
Certainly. There's so many positive applications, and particularly the medical ones are very good. Now, within the South African context, crime and tackling that problem is something that needs to be done. But the applications for the technology are very, very broad. And I think in particular the medical applications of early diagnosis, finding things where maybe where the clinicians might miss it, or there aren't kind of skilled people available to analyze your images, very, very positive applications.
Well, great chatting to you. We'll get you back. Dr. Jasper Horrell, CEO and founder of Deep Data, really awesome South African business. You must have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Pleasure.